Age discrimination is tough and seemingly inevitable. Researchers from University College London report that 1 in 3 older adults have been discriminated against due to their age. And the problem only gets worse the older people get. But it's not just humans that face ageism. There's age discrimination in the animal kingdom as well. In shelters across the country, puppies and kittens have a much greater chance of being adopted than older animals. In fact, veterinarian Tim Anderson, who is president of the Humane Society of Central Illinois, says one of the most difficult tasks they face is finding homes for older pets.
It's very easy to adopt out puppies, and you know, even kittens most of the time are pretty easy, although cats in general are a little harder to adopt out than dogs. Puppies are as easy as can be. You don't have to do anything for people to want a puppy. But a lot of people are just very apprehensive about the older dogs and older pets.
In general, dogs age 8 and older are considered senior. For cats, it's age 10 and up. One of the biggest hurdles shelters face is overcoming the concerns some folks have regarding senior pets and their possible baggage. It's a common misconception that pets are surrendered at the shelter because there's something wrong with them. Sometimes a pet owner develops an allergy to the pet, or a new baby in the family makes caring for a pet too difficult. Sometimes owners die without making arrangements for their pets, or the pet owners divorce. A host of lifestyle changes can sadly send a happy, healthy pet to the shelter.
There's the assumption that all of these dogs or cats have behavior issues, that if, you know, they're 7 or 8 or they're 10 years old, that there had to be some kind of behavioral issue for them to have been relinquished by the original owners, and that that's the only reason that they're in a shelter, and now, you know, I'm going to, as the new adoptee, take on all those problems. And sure, there are some cases like that, but most places try to, through the whole process, try to filter out some of that information, although obviously not all owners that are relinquishing a pet are forthcoming about, you know, some of the issues a pet may be having. But usually that's something that they know about, you know, pretty quickly. And most shelters, too, have a period, a waiting period from the time when they bring an animal in until it can even be adopted out anyway. So they're going to know if there's issues. And most of them will be very upfront with saying, hey, this is the problem that we're seeing with this dog or cat. Or, you know, in some cases where they know that they can't adopt them out until they have maybe some behavior training or something more specific done.
Unlike puppies and kittens, who are basically young and squirmy, an older pet will largely be calmer and more settled and can more easily focus on your commands when you teach them. Another sticking point in getting older pets adopted has to do with possible encroaching health problems. Both cats and dogs can experience hearing loss, arthritis, diabetes, plus kidney and thyroid issues. Advances in veterinary medical care means there are, just as with humans, a variety of treatments available. It's best to approach a senior pet adoption with a firm commitment to regular vet checkups at least twice a year and following up with a prescribed treatment plan. Even an older pet with health problems can lead a happy and comfortable life with dedicated caregivers. On the plus side, an older animal will likely already have been spayed or neutered and won't require, like youngsters, a series of vaccinations and dewormings. Veterinarian Tim Anderson says some people might be reluctant to take on an older pet because all too soon, they will have to say goodbye.
A lot of people are concerned, and to some degree, rightly so, with a dog or cat having such a short lifespan compared to a person, where they think of, gosh, I don't want to emotionally invest in this 10-year-old pet when they might only live for a few more years. And then I've got to go through potentially euthanizing them and the grieving process and everything, you know, like that. So that's definitely a big issue for people, just worrying about, even if they are healthy at this point, that they literally only have a few years left.
Death is a part of life, and even young animals get sick and die. By adopting a senior pet, you'll be giving that animal a loving, secure, and happy home for whatever time the animal has left. And both your lives will be richer for it. One of the major bonuses of adopting an older pet is it's much easier to assess if the animal's personality is a good fit for you.
If they look at 2 or 3 or spend some time with 2 or 3 different dogs, they really find one that matches up well with them. And so I think there, that's a big, you know, a big benefit for people to have that, where you have the right dog in the right situation, versus, again, sometimes with a puppy, you just don't really know, because you don't know how they're going to develop, and you think that they're going to be really good, but then they end up potentially, for whatever reason, maybe they're a dog that ends up not being good around kids, and you have a family situation. But with that older dog, you're gonna see that right off the bat. Is there apprehension, you know, around kids, or some sort of issue, or are they going right up to them, wanting to be petted, wanting to lay at their feet, and showing affection, and you know, yeah, they're going to be a good fit.
What you see is what you get with an older pet, and what you get is quite a lot. Anderson says, give it some thought. Then give a senior a chance.
Because a lot of people immediately put it out of mind and think, oh, you know, I don't want to do that. I really want to get a younger pet. But I think there's definite situations where the older pet is a better situation. In fact, I have a technician who's had numerous dogs over the years, and she absolutely refuses to get a young, either a puppy or even a young dog, because she doesn't want to deal with house training, potty training type issues. She doesn't want to deal with the rambunctiousness and goofiness of a puppy or a really young dog. She already wants a dog that is literally 5-6 years old, so that they're already mature, they're somewhat calm, and it fits with her lifestyle better.
It's true, puppies and kittens are cute, but a lot of work. Consider a senior pet. Many animal shelters will offer senior pets at a discounted adoption fee to help the seasoned pet veterans bring loads of love to a brand new forever home. If you'd like to add a mellow senior pet to your life, consider the Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Woofster. This 8-year-old Dachshund Basset Hound mix is quite the TV connoisseur. Be it The Walking Dead, Real Housewives of Atlanta, or Downton Abbey, Woofster will love your taste in TV, and he'll never hog the remote. He won't even chew it. Woofster has excellent manners and gets along well with kids, other dogs, and strangers. Adaptable, quiet, and friendly, Woofster might just be the dog you're looking for. And you can find him at Wishbone Canine Rescue in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.